This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency. Your net control station this evening is KA8RLC. My name is Cal, and I'm located in Gahanna. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Will be held next Wednesday, September 21st at 7:30 p.m., and we do that at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, which is located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. As I said, the meeting time is 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is this repeater system. I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. Hearing none, and I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian.
I recognize KD8IIB, Kevin, and KE8ANW, Brian. Anyone else? Sir, bulletins for this evening's net, please call. Hearing nothing, we'll now start with our check-in rounds. We use the quadrant system to divide up Franklin County into four quadrants using I-70 and I-71 as our dividers. Off with the northeast quadrant. That's north of I-70 and east of I-71. Anyone in northeast quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
Delta, Mike X-Ray, Kevin, northeast Columbus.
Kilo Delta 8, Bob.
Okay, so far I got KD8SYP, Bob. And Kevin, you cut in and out a little bit on your call. Can you give me a call one more time, please?
The call is Mike X-Ray, short time, no traffic, northeast Columbus.
Do it one more time again, Kevin, please.
And we'll puff the fire this thing a little bit more. Whiskey 8, Delta, Mike X-Ray, W8DMX, northeast Columbus, short time, no traffic.
Got it that time, sir. Kevin, in northeast. Thank you. Anyone else, northeast quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
Scott, Kilo Echo 8, Apollo Sierra Romeo, KE8PWR.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Okay, I added KEAPWR. Al Terry to the list. One last call, Northeast Quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT Daniel.
Daniel, welcome in, OFT. Going on around, we'll start now to the southeast quadrant, south of I-70, east of I-71. Please call K8RLC. Okay, our usual southeast suspect. A couple of them are tied up tonight, so last call, southeast quadrant, please call. We'll move on over to the southwest, south of I-70 still, and now west of I-71, southwest quadrant, please call K8RLC for the Franklin County, Ohio ARES Wednesday Night Net.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Sierra India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, KE8SVT, Brad.
Okay, next standby. So far in the southwest quadrant, we have W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KD8KSI Holly, and KE8SVT Brad. Anyone else southwest?
November 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Okay, there were two more of the usual second round of check-ins for the southwest quadrant, NAUTI, Ed, and KD8HVX, Jim. Last call, southwest quadrant. Okay, we'll move on around then and go to the northwest quadrant. We're now north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call K8RLC for the Central Ohio or Franklin County, Ohio ARES Wednesday Night Net.
KRLC, please check in KB8YQS, Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Sierra, Josh.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, NHBJF, Mark.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray, that's KE8KJX, Dan.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY, Sharon.
Okay, so far in the northwest quadrant, we have KB8YQS Josh, N8VJF Mark, KE8KJX Dan, and N8SEY. Anyone else in the northwest quadrant, please call K8RLC.
Whiskey 8, Whiskey Sierra Echo, W8WFC, Bill.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, K8, OVP.
W8WSC Bill and K8OVP Frank to the list. One last call in Northwest Quadrant. Okay, we'll now go for anyone who else not yet checked in. Please call at this time. You do not have to be a member of the Franklin County, Ohio ARDS to participate in this net. All amateur radio operators are invited to and encouraged to participate. Anyone that hasn't yet checked in, please call K8RLC.
N8FeedJF with a relay check-in.
GUJ.
Affirm, Kilo Delta 8, Golf Uniform, Juliet, Bill, he is mobile in Marion, N8FeedJF.
Thank you, Mark. I have KD8GUJ, Bill, checked in. Check in this evening.
November 8, Papa, Victor, Charlie, John.
NAPVC, very good to hear you this evening. Thank you. Last call, any other check-ins for this evening, Stat? Okay, hearing that, back to those stations with announcements, and we'll start with KD8IIB. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, Cal, you know what I'm going to talk about. Upcoming Wednesday night nets. As Cal mentioned, next week is the in-person meeting. On September 28th, it's N8BJF, Mark. October 5th, KE8ANW, Brian. October 12th will be an in-person, a week early due to marathon. And October 19th, the Wednesday after marathon, will be Cal once again. And then October 26th will be KB8YQS, Josh. And everybody that's coming up, I heard on the air tonight, so there's your reminders. Back to net, KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. KE8ANW, Brian, I assume you want to talk about Fall Challenge coming up on the 25th.
Yes, thank you, Cal. Thank you for doing that control. I'm looking for three or four more people for September 25th. It's at Deer Creek State Park. We meet about 6:45 in the morning, and we should be done before noon. If anybody's interested, let me know. This is KE8ANW. It's we're doing the bicycle portion of a tri-fit. This is KE8ANW.
Okay, thank you, Brian. We'll work on that, and we'll put a person for this and a couple other ones. Other upcoming activity coming up, as Brian said, on the 25th, we have the Ohio Fall Challenge down at Deer Creek. On October 1st is the SET, the Simulated Emergency Test. Still in the planning stages of doing, we'll have more discussion about that at the in-person meeting next week as to what you can expect and see what kind of a turnout we get. On October 2nd, we have the Step Up for Stephanie 5K that's in the Grandview area. It starts and finishes at the Spielman Breast Cancer Center there on Olin Tangi at 3rd. It actually goes out on 3rd. Over to Yard Street, down Yard Street to Burr, then Burr, over to the park, and then they turn around there, come back Burr, up Yard, 3rd, and back into the Spielman Center. So it's a real compact course. Actually, it's only a mile and a half, a little over a mile and a half long. So that out and back is in their 5K. And need some sign-ups for that. So anyone interested can help on that for the second. I'll stand by and take some check-ins. It's a 9 o'clock start, so probably need to be there about between 8 and 8:30. And and should be clear by, I would say, 10 to 11, because they plan, it's only 1,000 people they expect to be running. I'll stand by for anybody wishing help. K8RLC.
KE8SCT.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey.
KD8WQY.
KWP.
Okay, that's a good start. I got Brad, Brian, Denny, and Frank, SVT, ANW, WQY, and OVP. So that's a good start, and we'll work on that, and I'll have all the good details and stuff for that at next week's in person. Next one coming up, I will do, Frank, K8OVP, would you like to say anything about the crosswalk on the 9th?
Yes, it'll be down at, what's the park? It used to be
the impound lot.
It used to be the impound lot. It'll be Sunday afternoon. And,
Whittier
Park. And, probably need, half a dozen could do a good job, as long as somebody could ride a bicycle mobile. And, check in, Sierra Echo Yankee for the Stephanie run. Go ahead.
Thank you, Frank. I've added up run. The next big one on the schedule is the 16th of October, Columbus Marathon. We had the captain's meeting for that yesterday. They're expecting around 12,000 runners, so it's getting back up to where it's been in past years for the runner numbers. Amazingly enough, as it stands at this moment in time, there are no course changes or water stop location changes from last year, so it made me a whole lot easier for all my mapping and note-taking doing. I'll remind everyone to please, please, please go out to the marathon web and register columbusmarathonvolunteers.com/ham, H-A-M. That puts us into the unique category just for us, and you'll get registered there. If you have any problems with registering, let me know. I can probably work around it for you. And I'm trying to think any other hot tips or anything else from that. At this point, no. So we'll see where things go, but looks like it's going to be a good full marathon, man. Once again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. You're in that control station. We'll see. Anyone additional check-ins or anyone else with additional business for the CZ's Net, please call. A very big silence there. I guess that's thing. I've covered all the little check marks on my list of what to say tonight. So with that, and unless somebody else pipes up with some additional business, evening's net. Thank you all for participating. Thanks to you who have volunteered for past events and volunteering for upcoming events. This is K8RLC returning the repeater to normal amateur use. K8RLC, and I'll be clear.